I'm Eugenie C. Scott, Executive Director of the National Center for Science Education. I really don't have any horns or spiky tail or sharp teeth. NCSC is a national nonprofit organization of scientists, teachers, and other citizens that defends the teaching of evolution in public schools. The Texas Proclamation of 1989 required evolution to be included in biology textbooks. We reviewed that cohort of textbooks in Biology Textbooks 1990, The New Generation, is showing, and found that evolution had returned to textbooks for the first time in decades. Subsequently, during the 1990s, Texas teachers and scientists joined their colleagues from other states to ensure that evolution was properly included in state science education standards. Because of Texas and the standards movement, evolution is now commonplace in textbooks. I have examined the coverage of evolution in all but two of the current books. The college-level books considered for AP biology obviously are much more detailed and accurate than books written for 9-12 biology. But the 9-12 biology textbooks, by and large, do an age and level-appropriate job, and we are pleased to see that evolution is gradually being presented as the organizing principle of biology. There still is room for improvement. Evolution is still given far less attention in 9-12 textbooks than its importance in biology warrants. We applaud the textbook publishers for taking steps in the right direction and encourage them to continue working with their scientific advisors to improve the coverage of evolution in the books. I encourage you to ignore recommendations to alter the textbooks by correcting alleged errors that are not recognized as errors by the scientific community. You heard plenty of agreement on this point from scientists and teachers testifying today. Don't mess with textbooks. Publishers, of course, are likely to produce Texas editions of these books with these scientifically invalid quote corrections and produce standard textbooks for use in other states. Texas students would be then less prepared for college vis-a-vis students from other states and overall less scientifically literate. Board members who are concerned about excellence in education will reject changes in evolution content rejected by evolutionary biologists. Teachers, scientists, and authors of the textbooks are united in their support of an unqualified presentation of evolution in these books. I present a statement signed by authors of biology textbooks, including authors representing all but one of the books submitted for adoption this year, which calls upon textbook adopters like yourselves to treat evolution as a, quote, normal part of science, and not to disclaim it or treat it as, quote, somehow less reliable or less accepted by scientists. Thank you for letting me express my opinions on these matters. I wish you luck in your important deliberations, and I'm happy to expand on any aspect of my testimony.
Thank you, Dr. Scott. Other questions? Appreciate you being here.